makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truchet, the beforehand lotion, present Wednesday with You. Starring Nora Martin, Freddie Martell, Leonard Seuss, his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell.
Wasn't it a wonderful celebration we had here at the lodge last Wednesday?
Yes, no, oh. You know, when the victory flash came Tuesday night, Cantor's Cozy Cabana really went wild. And you know, down in the village today, I saw final proof that the war is really over.
How do you know, Harry?
A girl winked at a civilian.
No, a girl winked at a civilian.
And the poor dope civilian was so startled, he turned around to see if there was a serviceman behind him.
And was there?
No. So I winked right back at her. Oh, sure, kids, the war is really over. Pretty soon there'll be plenty of everything, you know. Automobiles. Henry Kaiser's going to make automobiles, you know.
Oh, boy.
Sure, and you know how fast he does things.
Yeah.
With his assembly line, all he needs is a blueprint and zing. You're on the road going 50 miles an hour.
Well, isn't that dangerous?
What's dangerous?
Doing 50 miles an hour on a blueprint.
Has he got a contract?
Leonard,
the blueprints are only the plans. Oh, boy, are those defense factories reconverting fast, too. Why, one airplane plant that used to make cars in Detroit had part of the B-29 on the assembly line, switched the minute we beat Japan, and presto, off the line came the first new car. Oh, that's the one I want.
Why, Harry?
Right under the back seat, they left the bomb bay doors of the B-29.
So what's so funny?
I can hardly wait to take my mother-in-law for a ride. Bombs away!
How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How much do I love you?
Copy of that song to home, and I love it. I was wondering if you'd autograph it for me.
Why, certainly, Harry. Is there something special you want me to write?
Oh, no, nothing. Anything will do. Just say, with emotion to darling Harry and the burning memory of that lovely evening.
Harry, at the risk of being rude, what evening is that?
Oh, any evening you have open, Nora. Nora, wouldn't it be wonderful? Just you and me alone, together, holding hands. Boy, that's living.
Oh, Harry, is that all you'd do? Just hold hands?
Oh, of course not. I'd go even further.
Harry.
I would. I'd gently take your hand and rub it softly against my face, and then...
Yes, Harry?
I'd tell you how much in love I am with...
With me?
You know, with Touche, the beforehand lotion. That's what helps keep your hands so soft and smooth and lovely. And that's what's wonderful about Truche. You know, it's a new idea in hand lotion. A beforehand lotion that's designed to really help keep your hands soft and smooth. You can use Truche before you do dishes or tub your undies, and you'll find that Truche is so effective it will guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. But that's not all. You can use creamy, fragrant Truche as a powder base, as an all-over body rub, and for rough elbows and legs. Yes, you can use Truche as you use any other hand lotion, but you get the added plus of Truche's beforehand protection. So why don't you join the others who are beginning today to use Truche?
Oh, Mr. Bonzel. Mr. Bonzel.
What?
Look at this reservation.
Freddie Martell, don't get so excited. You run in another reservation. What is there about that? Oh, boy. Hey, Leonard, Nora, listen.
What?
I'm on my way to Cantor's Cozy Cabana. Hope you have room for me. Signed, Gus Edwards.
Gus Edwards.
Gus Edwards, the world-famous discoverer of stars.
Oh, boy.
Say, Leonard, how would you like to be discovered by Gus Edwards?
Does he charge as much as Mr. Cantor?
Leonard, you know very well Mr. Cantor's paying you a good salary.
A measly $1,000 a broadcast.
Wait, $1,000 for one half hour?
That's all.
And to think that John Philip Sousa, for only $50, played the Stars and Stripes forever.
Oh, I'm only kidding, Harry. I really owe a lot to Gus Edwards.
Uh-huh.
After all, he discovered Eddie Cantor. Mr. Cantor discovered me.
Yes, kid, and someday you'll make a big discovery of your own.
I will?
Yeah, Cantor's not paying you $1,000. But if Gus Edwards should discover you, Leonard, you'll be in very good company. Not only was he a great songwriter, but he was the Columbus of show business. He brought to the theater such stars as Walter Winchell, Burt Wheeler, Ray Bolger, Eddie Cantor, Hildegard, George Jessel, Eleanor Powell. I could go on like that for hours.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Bonzel!
Barnum and Bailey's discovery, the fat lady of Cantor's Cozy Cabana, June Girthwaite. What are you doing?
Where is Mr. Edwards? Here's a picture of me I'm going to show him. What do you think of it?
This picture?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
What's wrong with it?
Either the picture is overdeveloped or you are.
Oh, Mr. Bonzel, please help me. If I could only be discovered by Gus Edwards. Oh, I appeal to you.
Oh, that's what you think.
But I must appeal to somebody. Mr. Bonzel, I'll have you know that men have whistled and waved to me.
No.
One night I went with three of them to the Trocadero, then with four men to Ciro's, and later with five men to the Macambo.
How in the world did you ever meet so many men in one night?
I don't know. You think it was because I was driving a taxi?
Okay.
Feeling divine, I love you.
nice singing, Freddie Martell. Now take it easy and save your voice for tonight's show, huh?
Harry.
Yeah?
I have a wonderful idea.
What?
I've just learned that this is Gus Edwards' birthday, and wouldn't it be nice if we sang some of his famous songs at the performance?
Oh, that's terrific. Gee, it's a shame Eddie Cantor isn't here to do some of those numbers.
Poo-poo! And poo!
Oh.
You'll never miss Mr. Cantor if you'll just let me sing.
Oh.
And then Mr. Edwards would discover me.
Look, June, Gus Edwards was only interested in children.
Mr. Von Zell, under this exterior is hidden the heart of a child.
Under that exterior, you could hide the Hollywood Bowl.
Really, Mr. Von Zell, you're always belittling.
Yes.
I have a voice, and I could easily be a glamour girl. The greatest motion picture producers have seen me, and they say I have what it takes.
You have?
Yes. But nobody takes it. Mr. Von Zell,
yes.
I'd be such a success if Mr. Edwards just gave me the chance.
Well, now, just a minute. What experience have you had in the theater?
Oh, just last Friday, I sat in the balcony with a sailor.
Wait, I didn't mean that. Did you ever appear on the stage?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Yes. In Carmen.
In the opera, Carmen?
Yes, but I had to quit.
Oh.
I couldn't stand that scene where the toreador thrust his sword into the bull time and time again. Oh, it was terrible.
Well, wait a minute. As Carmen, you should have been overjoyed when, in your honor, the toreador plunged the sword deep into the bull.
Carmen? I played the bull.
Oh, no. Come on, Leonard, grab your horn and get in here with the orchestra, will you?
Instead of announcers talking about their sponsor's product, all they have to do is hold up big ads like you see in the magazine.
Yes. Well, if that happens, Leonard, nobody will need announcers.
That's what I say. Won't television be marvelous?
All right, never you mind, Leonard. They'll still need announcers to explain things. Like when a fellow wakes up sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. Somebody's got to explain to him why he should take a glass of sparkling Sal Hepatica. And I'm just the guy who can do it. I'll tell him that Sal Hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means there's no feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides getting quick, gentle relief, sparkling Sal Hepatica gives you the additional advantage of helping to sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So why don't you get a bottle of Sal Hepatica? Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. Now, listen, kids, let's get together on tonight's show, huh? It's a real honor for us to have Gus Edwards here on his birthday, and we want to do this thing right.
Well, Freddie and I have already rehearsed some of Mr. Edwards' songs.
Oh, swell. And Leonard?
Yes, Harry.
Look, the minute Mr. and Mrs. Edwards enter the room, you strike up the band and lead us all in happy birthday.
Gee, only one thing is missing.
What's that, kid?
I sure wish Eddie Cantor was here.
Who wishes Eddie Cantor was here?
Hey, kids, Eddie Cantor! Oh,
Well, Harry, I told you I'd be back when the war was over.
Yeah, well, you gotta take the bad with the good.
Yep. Harry Von Zell.
Listen, Eddie, did you know that Gus Edwards arrived at the lodge today?
What do you think brought me here? I wouldn't miss his birthday for anything. Gee, I can hardly wait to see Gus. What memories it'll bring back. Those kid days in Vaudeville with people like Georgie Jessel and Walter Winchell. That was 35 years ago, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Jessel is a producer at 20th Century Fox. I'm a producer at RKO. I wonder whatever happened to Winchell.
No.
He was such a cute little fellow, that Winchester.
He was?
Yeah, he came up just this high.
Oh.
Just up to the keyhole. The keyhole days are long gone, but Walter Winchell kept the key, and with it, he's opened the doors behind which our enemies try to hide their vicious secrets. Great newspaper man, Winchell. Great American.
Right. Gee whiz. So you were with Winchell more than 35 years ago?
Yes, Harry. Oh, gosh, those were nice, easy days. Today, things are a little fast, aren't they?
Oh, you bet.
Too fast, in fact. Why, when we kids started with Gus Edwards back in 1910, only adults would ride in taxicabs. Right here in Los Angeles today, you find kids of 15 or 16 driving their own cars all over the street.
I wonder, what do they have to do to get a driver's license in Los Angeles?
Just be born, Harry. That's all you need. Your driver's license comes attached to your birth certificate. And the way those kids drive, did I say drive? They don't drive a car. They aim it. Well, you've seen them racing down the streets here. They drive like they're afraid they're going to be late for their accident.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of accidents, too, Eddie.
Well, certainly, Harry. When a young fellow's driving his car with one arm around his girl, how can he think of the brakes while his mind is on his clutch? Ah, no, Harry. Give me those good old days. Everything was so slow and easygoing. Why, do you know in those days back in 1910, before a man married a girl, he would woo her for 10 years. Then one night he'd get down on his knees and propose. Then he'd ask the girl's father, and after another couple of years, they'd be married.
That's right.
That's what used to go.
And today?
Speed is the thing. A man enters Griffith Park alone. He whistles at a girl, and by the time he leaves the park, he's engaged, has a marriage license, 2 witnesses, and a preacher waiting to give him curb service.
Well, I guess yours was an old-fashioned wedding, huh, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, it certainly was. And all the Edwards gang was... I'll never forget my wedding. Gus himself gave the bride away. It was a wonderful wedding, Harry, and I shall never forget that lovely little flower girl.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to Sophie Tucker?
Oh, you know about that. Well, Sophie was beautiful, and that night she wore 2 roses, just 2 roses, as a corsage.
Gosh, that was a long time ago, huh?
Long time. Harry, today Sophie can wear Westlake Park as a corsage and still have enough room left over for 2 palm trees, an orange grove, and 6 smudge pots.
I must say you have a very sentimental sense of humor.
Well, it took a long time to develop, but it was Gus who gave it a start, Harry.
Harry, Mr. Cannon, Gus Edwards and his wife Lillian are coming in.
Well, okay, Leonard, hit the music. Hit it.
Happy birthday to you.
You. How are you, Lillian? Stay right there in your seat. I'll be with you in a few minutes. First, I want you to listen to a nice medley of your own great songs the kids have whipped up. Come on, Nora. Freddie, Leonard, sing out. And if you leave me an opening, I'll sneak in with a note or two, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it just a minute, Leonard.
What's the idea, Harry?
Well, Gus just made a request, Eddie. He said he'd like to have you sing one of your songs first.
Well, isn't that just like him? Well, Gus, this is your birthday, and a request from you is a command to me. Leonard, give me a little introduction and see if the union can fake I'm going to love that girl, huh? I'm going to love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm going to show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. She'll hold my heart again forever and nevermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before. Sister, I can hardly wait. Feel my heart palpitate. We'll never part again. She'll hold my heart again forever and nevermore. I'm gonna love that gal. I'm gonna kiss that gal. I'm gonna love that gal like she never.
never been loved before.
Well, that was for your pleasure, Gus. And here are the tunes we're doing for our pleasure. A medley of some of your hits that will live forever. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Songs that some of you young folks may remember, and your mothers and fathers will never forget.
Some bonnet soon, sunshine and roses ran second to you. You look so nice, I kissed you twice, under your sunbonnet blue. It was only a kind of a kid kiss, but it tasted lots nicer than pie. And the next thing I knew, I was dead hooked on you. When I was a kid so hard,
I'd buy up every schoolhouse in the nation. I'd write upon the blackboard big and clear. Instead of one, there will be two vacations. Each vacation 6 months twice a year. There wouldn't be no school when it was raining. I'd let you stay at home when it was fair. You would have free soda fountains. Say, I'd build you ice cream mountains if I was a millionaire. Come away with me.
Of life will fly, or the most loving you and I, to the church will swiftly steal, then our wedding bell will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Christmas.
By the light. Honey, I'll soon love soon, honeymoon. Keep a shining in June. Your silvery beam will bring long dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the sea's green.
Now let's all sing Gus Edwards' Immortal School Day, shall we?
School Day, School Day, dear old School Day, reading and writing and listening, our roots are too high, you are my queen in paradise, our mother land will never grow, and grow my
you, Gus. A happy birthday. And wherever the rest of the gang is tonight, I know they're wishing you the same. They love you, Gus. And you can be proud of the job they're doing. All those kids to whom you gave their opportunity have been playing their parts in this war which has just ended. I've seen them entertaining the wounded heroes in the service hospitals and going overseas to bring a laugh to the fellows over there. And always they say, hey, remember me to Gus Edwards. I'm speaking for all of them tonight, Gus. And as for myself, I owe you a lot for the opportunity you gave me. You're responsible for everything I have. Of course, those five girls, that was my own idea. So happy birthday, Gus. Happy birthday. And may God grant you and your wonderful wife many, many more.
Harry, thanks a lot for dropping in on us at the lodge today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Harry, when you have such guests as Gus Edwards and his darling wife.
Say, do you realize, Andy, you'll be back here on the program 5 weeks from tonight?
Yes, September the 26th.
I may not be here.
Too bad.
I'll be traveling. I'm going to Mexico City, then to South America. Now that the war's over, I may girdle the globe.
Harry, you know with her girdle she could do it?
Good night.
Friends, I hope you'll all be able to make the date with us next week. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays with you possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. This is Harry Von Zell reminding you, we'd love to spend each Wednesday with you. Hey, wait just a minute, fella, you with that backache there. Before you go to bed tonight, get a jar of Minute Rub. For Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief to backaches and to tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly, and in a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so Minute Rub will not harm clothes or linens. Anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by too much exercise, why not get quick relief the modern way? The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.